Yeah, it's an interesting week and really a massive weekend that was Atlanta sports. When you look at an incredible game Saturday night in Tuscaloosa, you look at the Falcons against the Saints yesterday and another barn burner in a game that was won, you know, just defensively and gritty and everything else. And the Falcons offense, though, comes up a little bit short of expectations once again. And then over the weekend, you see the Atlanta Braves take the first two Friday and Saturday. And yet yesterday, as I'm sitting here in the postgame, their offense comes up short once again,
and
it's frustrating.
Starting pitching too with Charlie Morton. Good Lord!
It kind of occurred to me yesterday in the post game, and I'm sitting there kind of watching everything that's going on. All the expectations in the world of what this Atlanta Falcons offense can and will be, and yet they just continue to struggle to get touchdowns. And on the flip side, and you've dealt with a number of injuries, but everything you thought the Braves would be in 2024, they have not been. And yet you continue to struggle hitting with runners in scoring position, even though you won Friday and Saturday, not getting anything done with runners in scoring position, and you're able to kind of press that way. But I suggest this question to you guys. As we move ahead to the next few days, which offense do you trust more? Is it the Atlanta Braves and all this crunch time situation with the entire season on the line? Or will it be the Falcons going into Thursday night against the Buccaneers with the division lead on the line? Rob, what say you? Which one do you feel better about?
I don't feel particularly great about either one.
I guess, is that a fair?
You know, it's kind of a push.
It's not fair or foul. It's fine.
maybe just by a tick, the Braves.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well,
does that say more about the Braves, or does it say more about the Falcons?
Probably just says more about the Falcons, perhaps.
Yeah,
if you ask
yeah.
me. But I mean, certainly this offense hasn't peaked for the Falcons. I mean, they're chipping away at it, trying to figure something out. Certainly, you got a first year offensive coordinator, first year head coach, first year quarterback. I mean,
well, that's why
you're still 2-2.
That's why I think it's the Falcons, because I've seen what the Braves are. I have got more than a sample size. I've got 160 games of just whatever this is, and it's not of inconsistency, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yep.
And the Falcons have shown these glimmers. Darnell Mooney and Kirk Cousins are still starting to take off. Drake London, I think, is turning into just that. I mean, every catch he makes is contested, and it is phenomenal with some of the catches. The biggest bugaboo for me right now is I've got a tight end who wears number 8, and He plays like he's Darnell Mooney's size.
I can't disagree with you, man.
And I'm getting kind of sick of watching it, and I cannot go to bat for him any longer.
Lack of urgency, lack of aggressiveness.
There's
lack of
no sense of urgency or aggression.
Lack of gaff is what I would call it. Lack of gaff, GAF.
And I'm no one's a bigger fan of the tight end than me.
Yeah, no, and we all expect it. You and I sat there and talked to him. We expect him to have a massive year, and I don't think it's that they're not trying to get him the ball. Let me ask you this question about Kyle Pitts before I even move on. Let me ask you this question. The Kyle Pitts thing, the whole narrative about where are his catches, where is his touches, where is his points, is that not to y'all more of a national narrative? I don't think the Falcons fan base are really the ones asking that question, because the Falcons fan base, in my opinion, is saying, I don't care what it takes, let's just win. It seems like people outside of the city and outside of the organization are the ones going, where is Kyle Pitts?
I don't wholeheartedly agree with that. I think there is an extent of that, because everything is fantasy football place, and you have people who claim to be analysts, and then they want to
comment. Analysts?
Yeah, then they want to comment like they're a fantasy football owner. But the problem for me is you know, I brought up the tight end right after Drake London, because Drake London is making the catches that I need the tight end to make.
Contested. Rangy.
Yeah. Well,
but,
you know.
Physical.
There's a route where.
And he's blocking better.
There's a route where. Yeah, he is. Now, they're also different assignments for who they're blocking. But there's a route where the tight end turns and doesn't basically. His route is sloppy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He rounds it off.
At the top of it. And he's got to round it off with some aggression, some power, some physicality, and he doesn't, so he gets ran through by a defensive back. A tight end should not get run through by a defensive back.
I think a lot of people want them to force feed Kyle Pitts, and let's flip that back over to the Braves. Do you think that they're putting too much on Ozzie Albies hitting in the lineup at the number two spot right now? What does he go, 0 for 5, 0 for 6 yesterday? Can't get anybody moved over. He's hitting from only the right side. I think they're putting too much on his shoulders and trying to force him into a situation, much like I think that some people want Kyle Pitts to do. It's kind of interesting to see the way they've utilized Ozzie Albies. I think they're asking too much of him too soon, and I think they need to kind of take something off him. If he's going to hit from the right side, he's not going to be as clutch.
No, I disagree. I think he's a great hitter from the right side. I think I like him better, honestly, from the right side. I understand I completely disagree. Ozzie Albies is a leader on this baseball team. He's one of the young guys that came up that you couldn't do without. That's why you even moved him from short to second, so he was on the field immediately when him and Dansby were up here. I'm sorry.
It's time to lead then.
This is crunch time.
If you feel that way, he better lead with that bat soon.
Good approaches to the plate, little patience, get a good pitch to hit. Don't try to do too much. That's all it is.
There you go.
You gotta calm your brain down, is all you gotta do.
Thanks for playing, guys. That's mic'd up.